idea that you can sell your most expensive asset through someone who has no qualifications with very light regulation, there is regulation, but it's light, is bizarre to everyone outside the UK. And when we tell people internationally what our fees are, they are stunned by how low our fees are. It's like, how do you even live?
The best agents, they aren't the ones that just say our staff come first and we believe in training. And then when the market shifts, the first thing they cut is the training thing. They're the ones who double down on it with the changing market. They invest in that side of things.
Now, I find it astonishing that the industry hasn't been regulated. And I don't just mean, you know, an amendment to the Estate Agents Act 1979. We need proper licensing. Licensing with teeth.
With ROPA being on the books of the government for the last 3 or 4 years, who knows whether this will appear or not. But at the end of the day, qualifications and ROPA is something that has been around in the industry for the last few years. In the survey of over 800 estate agents, in the survey called The Voice of the Agent, sorted out by the wonderful Simon Ledbetter, we asked an awful lot of people, both consumers and agents, whether the industry should be regulated. Simon, what are the headline stats from your survey of hundreds and hundreds of people?
So the point is, and we asked this question last year, essentially just of estate agents. So we actually asked consumers this time. So we asked 841 agents their view. We actually asked a representative sample of 2,000 adults, 18 plus, interviewed by the guys at Opinion, so fully robust research. And give or take a percent on either side, four-fifths of people, both agents and customers, want the industry to be regulated and be qualified, for people to be qualified in it, to maintain minimum standards. And while there's slightly more people in the industry, the agency industry, who say no, and obviously naturally more people outside the industry who just don't know because they don't know its implications, still you're left with four-fifths of people think we should be regulated and it should be that people should be qualified. And I did a lot of work internationally when I worked at Knight Frank and Fine & Country. And all the evidence shows is the more regulated you are, the more qualified you are, the higher your fees. Mm-hmm. And we actually asked a follow-up question, which we'll get into later, about how people feel about higher fees, which gives a slightly different answer. But the idea that you can sell your most expensive asset through someone who has no qualifications with very light regulation, there is regulation, but it's light, is bizarre to everyone outside the UK.
Were you stunned by the consumers that said no? There was 3% said no. I can't even get my head around how a consumer can think that it isn't just the most obvious thing ever.
There'll always be people who really believe that regulation is a bad thing. Regulation is a bad thing. But, you know, we can actually cut this by voting patterns, and you'll still find, regardless of who you support politically and wherever you see yourself on a political spectrum, people find it very strange that we're not regulated and we're not fully qualified in the thing that we do. It blows people's minds.
Russell.
I'm one of those people. So I'm a conservative. I don't know if you realise, Simon, but with a small C. Yeah. And so I'm not one for big regulation, big state and so on. But look, there have to be exceptions, right? And those exceptions are where it relates to not just large sums of money, so where an agent is tasked with selling someone's home at £300,000, £400,000, £600,000, but it's the frequency at which the consumer transacts. If you dip into the property market every 10 or 12 years as a buyer or a seller, you need protection because you're dealing with agents, conveyancers or whatever that have a significant advantage over you. Not that they will all take advantage, but we know that happens. So there is a time and a place for regulation. I find it astonishing that the industry hasn't been regulated. And I don't just mean, you know, an amendment to the Estate Agents Act 1979. We need proper licensing, licensing with teeth, but also where there's not just a regulatory regime which says, look, if you do something wrong, if you nick some client money or, you know, you do something that is absolutely 100% incorrect, that you get hauled over the coals. We need a knowledge test. I think most of the problems that occur within the industry are not because of people doing wrong on purpose. It's because they simply don't have the right acumen when it comes to what you can and can't, should and shouldn't do. So, to the point about fees, there is no question in my mind that when you actually look at those countries of the world that are regulated by licensing and those that are not, and then you look at fees, the highest fees are gained all by the countries with licensing. Not just regulation, because there is regulation, proper licensing as a regime. So is it any wonder, A, that standards are perceived by the consumer as being very, very low in the estate agency industry because there's no licensing, It's also therefore it's against the natural flow of things if there is that perception by the public for the agent industry to be able to charge a decent fee. So we have the answer staring us in the face, I think, which is let's be properly regulated and licensed. Let's raise standards. Let's raise fees. Everybody wins. The consumer gets a better deal. The agency industry gets a better deal. What's not to like? To your point about the 3% of consumers that say that they're really not interested in this, I think about 25% of agents don't want regulation. Now, you could say, well, okay, there's bound to be some that don't because they don't want the hassle. They're the ones we should be really worried about, I think.
I think it'd be fascinating looking at those. I mean, you can't ask, are you a crap agent? But to be able to look at those.
I can tell
ones,
you if they're growing or not.
That's what, because that's the other part of there. I would be fascinated. They're not, I don't believe that those are going to be great agents by definition there. You know, there's got to be a causal link, hasn't there?
70% of agents said they didn't want regulation.
Yeah. So we should shut them down immediately.
I mean, I don't understand the mindset that says you don't want to be regulated or qualified in your job. Mm-hmm. You know, my industry, marketing, is afflicted by this in many ways too. Anyone can call themselves a marketer. Lots of the agents do. Anyone can call themselves a marketer. And I think, why would you choose someone who's not qualified in the subject? You wouldn't go to a brain surgeon if you hadn't got a degree of some sort in some sort of medical practice.
I can understand it entirely from people that are trying to cut corners and cut costs.
That's
the question, isn't it? That's where it's really, really obvious there. But yeah, why would you not, if you're out there doing this stuff anyway and trying to be the best you can be, not have that reinforced by regulation behind you as well?
Now, interestingly, personal financial advisors got regulated. It was about 10, 15 years ago, and there was a big cull in the industry. So do you think we could lose people from the industry?
You lose the right people, wouldn't you? You lose the ones that you want to lose. I mean, look, we as a country actually are quite regulated, you know, notwithstanding the politics, in terms of, you know, many, many different sectors and activities. So it shouldn't be beyond the realms that something as important as transacting someone's home at high value, every now and again, for the protection of that consumer, the agent should absolutely be licensed.
First jab politically back at Russell. Just as importantly, and look what's happened with nothing less important than the water industry there, isn't it? Absolutely poor enforcement of rules there, mucking the water. I would say that analogy fits perfectly, doesn't it? If you don't reinforce it, you are going to take people that abuse it and, yeah, pollute
maybe,
it for
maybe the answer is to nationalise all estate agents. That would really fix it, Simon.
Elaine.
I think it's a really interesting question, and looking slightly from the outside, but alongside the industry, and we work with a lot of sellers who haven't sold. And I think I've just finished my second book and did a huge amount of research on exactly this subject and talked to the guys at Property Mark a lot about this. The average for people selling their house, time between people selling their house is 23 years at the moment. It's crazy amounts of time. So many people that are now selling perhaps were, you know, Rightmove didn't exist.
I will just come across you on that one. Half of the people that have moved in the last year have only been in their house 6 years or less. So there's actually a two-stage market. There's a lump that moves every 20 years and there's a lump that moves every 4 to 6 years.
Yeah, I agree with you. We see a lot of the 20-year ones and 30 and 40 years.
Because you're dealing with the upper end.
Because of where we're dealing, yeah. But in terms of the qualification and regulation, I think, first of all, let's make the distinction between the two, because as you said earlier, there is regulation in the industry. There's quite significant regulation in terms of money laundering, you know, for example, there's quite a lot of that. Qualification is something that's voluntary at the moment, and there are very good qualifying bodies and a lot of agents who are, in fact, qualified. However, even within those qualifications, one of our struggles is around what that includes, because astonishingly, even the new qualification that Rightmove brought in last year or the year before doesn't in fact include anything about how to sell a house or how to market a house, which
would be helpful. Just whack it on Rightmove, babe. So, that's all you have to do.
Well, you know, whack it on Rightmove.
No, but they're all the, you know, there is no.
All the state agents are the same, aren't they? We all look to Matt the same.
How to.
No, you are right. You know, I remember many, many years ago doing the NAEA exam, and I had to go into a branch office of one of my local estate agents to sit the exam out the back. And one of the questions was, do you know where the first aid box is in your estate agency branch? And I'm thinking, what on earth has that got to do with making sure standards are high in estate agents?
Well, if you lose the listing, you might do
if you foul bid a vendor with a low offer, maybe, yeah, you need to resuscitate them or something like that. I don't know. But it's ludicrous. You're right.
Well, and I think I love the fact that I get invited to Property Mark events to speak about staging, because In the industry, there is very, very little training, even for the qualified agents, that explains to agents how to sell a house. So there is a lot more.
Because we're just a whack it on right move. I want to move the conversation on to talk about the link between qualifications, regulation, and fees, Simon.
Yeah, I mean, just to interject on that very small point. I mean, I do a course called 30 Years of Marketing in a Day, which several people on the panel have been to. And one of the comments I receive consistently at the end of it is, why does no one in this industry teach us this stuff about marketing? No, the reason of your book is because no one teaches this part of the business, which is you learn marketing on the job.
They've got,
you learn
presentation but they on want, the job. But the point is this, the agents need to want to learn.
100%, yes.
Take the words out of your mouth there, mate.
We need them to learn. But the point about fees, because someone challenged us last year, very legitimately, is yes, they're saying they want fee, they want regulation, but do they want higher fees? They thought, right, fine, we'll ask them. And we went to ask 2,000 people what they thought as a supplementary question. And while a quarter, give or take, 23% want more, they want tighter regulation and they accept higher fees, 30% want the same, a strange 13% want even less regulation, so lighter regulation, lower fees, and 25% have no idea. Mm. So there's almost like we as an industry, if we were to do this, we'd have to communicate the benefit.
But it would happen very gradually.
And we'd have to do it step by step, introduce it slowly, but we'd really, in many ways, have to sell the benefit. Because while they see the concept as a good idea, like all people in the current crisis of cost of living, they don't like the idea of paying more. And when we tell people internationally what our fees are, they are stunned by how low our fees are. It's like, how do you even live?
But would the benefit just be built into the increased standard of service over months and years? So it would become not just implied, it would become endemic, and therefore you could charge because of your standards.
Margin gives resources, doesn't it? It gives you the ability to deliver a service, and that's what it's about.
Yeah. And Chris, just a point to make, let's face it, we've been talking about ROPA for years. It's not happened, and it probably isn't happening anytime soon. And I think if I look at the clients I work with, the ones that invest in training and formal qualifications for the staff are typically the better agents who perform better, who charge better fees. But I think there's a fundamental problem with a lot of business owners, and they don't want to, they're scared of investing money and time and development into their employees because they're scared they might leave. Let's face it, the turnover in estate is horrific, but your employees are your best asset. And I think Richard Branson said you should train your staff so they can leave, but treat them so they don't want to. And that gets into culture and pay and all these things which are important.
Isn't it amazing that in an industry, take the top 50 away, there's only 9 freelance estate and letting agency trainers in the UK between for 18,000 estate agents.
But I talk about this to all the trainers, you know, and Charlotte's got, I mean, how that able agent isn't it almost in every single sort of every single agent there. What's really frustrating, you're absolutely right, we've looked at agents across, you know, and the best agents, they aren't the ones that just say our staff come first and we believe in training. And then when the market shifts, the first thing they cut is the training thing. They're the ones who double down on it with the changing market. They invest in that side of things. So there is a complete disjoint between actually those companies that say they're going to do it and that whether they do it or not.
Okay, Simon, what's the solution?
I think we need a government that's actually going to introduce ROPA properly. That if that would be an ideal situation, is ROPA is a framework. It's been consulted with the industry widely. Industry bodies like Property Mark have been heavily involved in its creation. We all, the majority of us, agree it's the right thing to do. So please, let's have a government that just does what the people want. That would be a very nice thing to start with. The other side of it, I think we need to do it to ourselves. We need to point out that there are regulated agents who go through the Property Mark qualifications. They get the qualifications. They're regulated by the industry lightly anyway. But there's enough there with Property Mark and other bodies and that regulation and demonstrate they just perform better. If we can prove to people you will get more money for your house and get a better service from those people and run a campaign based on that message, we have a chance of persuading people, pick that agent, not that agent.
And that's where it comes down to marketing, is that we're not very good as agents of actually portraying a message to say we're any good. That's where your great, wonderful software of 20EA Insights come in. Absolutely. You can actually prove that you're a better agent.
Pulling that data, that's the, you know, Elaine, you were talking about that difficulty of getting data, pulling it there. And I know we're going to talk about AI separately here, but that ability to actually contrast those qualified agents with the market share stats and how well they sell property, do it in better time, and get customer satisfaction reviews and net promoter scores. If you can start to pull that together and communicate it, we're going to be in a much better place.
but it's the responsibility comes down to the agent to get that message across. It's not, can't be for the consumer to accept. We've got to prove it to them. And I think that's where it starts with us. We've got to get ourselves qualified and we've got to get that message across, what it means to that consumer. Thank you very much for everyone for their comments today.